Married at First Sight. Chapter 3056. After Samira came in, she only glanced at Callum and then stopped looking at him. In this life, she had no chance with Callum. Because she admired him and was jealous of Cameron, she had offended others. She gave up on Callum, who didn't belong to her. She stood up and solemnly and sincerely apologized to Cameron again. "Second young mistress, it was my fault last night. I apologize to you. I'm sorry, I'm very sorry," Cameron said generously. "Miss Levine, you solemnly apologized to me last night. I also said at the time that since you apologized, I will temporarily forgive you," Samira said apologetically. "After I said those words last night, I also regretted it very much. I wish I could smack myself. I am also a person who is familiar with the books of sages. I consider myself to be well educated, but I said such B*-starred words. Not only did it hurt the second young mistress, it also did no good to myself. It harmed others without benefiting myself. I regret it and feel guilty. Second young mistress, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry," Cameron said. "I accept Miss Levine's apology. Just let Miss Levine not make this kind of mistake again in the future. No one in this world makes mistakes. It's good if you know your mistakes and can correct them. Second young mistress, thank you for your forgiveness." Samira sincerely thanked her. The attitude of the three members of the Levine family was very good, and Samira also sincerely apologized. Cameron, the person involved, said that she would not care about her and that she had forgiven her, so naturally, the others would not say anything else. This matter was revealed in this way. Before the Levine family left, Mrs. Levine made a promise to everyone that if word of what happened last night got out, the Levine family would be responsible for pursuing it without any need for the York family to take action. The Levine family's daughter was the cause of the issue, so they must bear the consequences. After the three members of the Levine family left, Tanya said to Rosella, "Mr. Levine and his wife have a very good reputation. They have always been sensible. It's normal for young girls to be a little jealous. It'll be good if she changes it," Rosella said. "I also gave Mrs. Levine a face last night, so I didn't teach Miss Levine a lesson." She looked at Callum again. Callum wanted to cry, but no matter what he did, she looked at him. He was wronged. He was innocent. He looked good because his parents had good genes. He was excellent because his grandparents taught him well. If it's wrong, it's the fault of the grandparents and parents. I only found out last night that our Callum is so popular. Callum, Mom, I don't like this kind of welcome at all. You dare to give it a try? Be careful and take care of yourself," Callum said. "Mom, I didn't say I wanted to try. I'm already married. I'm a married man. That is," Callum put his arms around his wife's shoulders and said, "my wife loves me the most, trusts me the most, and understands me the most." Chapter 3057. Josh smiled and said, "Okay, I know that you and your wife love each other, so you don't need to show off your love in front of us." Callum said to him, "It sounds like you and your wife don't show affection. Before I got married, you and my eldest brother fed me a lot of dog food. Now I want to spread dog food every day to stimulate my brothers, who are not married yet. Tatum immediately found an excuse and ran away. Because, among the people present, he was single. The other brothers, who were still single, did not return to the villa. Tatum, why are you running so fast? You should sit here and listen to our experience more. It will help you avoid detours when you are chasing your wife in the future. Josh teased Tatum. Tatum walked to the door of the house without looking back. He said, I think I am talented and can teach myself without a teacher, so I don't need to study. Josh laughed and said, I still believe that you know how to cook without a teacher. Then he said to Zachary, Tatum really likes cooking. Zachary said, if he doesn't like cooking, you won't be able to eat such delicious meals. Josh touched her nose. Okay, that's true. Over here, Wildridge Manor was in a happy mood, and over there, Carrie was going to receive her test results from the laboratory. A pregnancy test is very simple, just take a urine test, and the results will come out quickly. While waiting for the results, Carrie kept praying in her heart that she was not pregnant, but she had an upset stomach and vomited. If she was really pregnant, she would have to have an abortion, which she heard was very painful. Moreover, Mr. Lab asked her to take medication to have an abortion at home. What if something happened and she died? Mr. Lab originally wanted to ask a doctor to check her at home, but she insisted on coming to the hospital for a checkup. Mr. Lab agreed, but she came by herself. Mr. Lab did not accompany her, not even the two bodyguards. Carrie used a fake identity for the examination and did not dare to use the name Carrie for fear that Cameron would find out. She didn't want Cameron to know that she was someone else's mistress. After getting the result, Carrie saw that the result was positive, and her face suddenly changed. Yesterday, she went online to learn about the symptoms of pregnancy. She knew that if the test result was positive, she was definitely pregnant. And she vomited last night, so it was a pregnancy reaction. Ring, ring, ring. The phone range. Carrie answered the phone, and it was Mr. Lab. Are the results out? Mr. Lab asked on the phone. Carrie said, I just got the result, it's positive. Mr. Lab hummed, I guess it's not wrong. If you come back now, I'll ask the doctor to come over and ask her to prescribe medicine for you. Carrie said nothing and hung up the phone silently. Novel bin. After looking at Carrie, the doctor asked her with a serious face, do you want this child? Carrie asked, is it bound to be deformed? The doctor said, I can't say 100% that it will definitely be deformed, but the chance is higher. If you want to have a baby, you have to be very careful during the pregnancy preparation period. You can't take medicine randomly. Doctor, can I keep this baby first and wait until the baby is a little older to check to see if there are any deformities and then decide whether to have a baby? Carrie suddenly wanted to keep this child. Chapter 3058. The doctor said, you are 1 month old. If you can't have it, you will have to undergo induction surgery, which will do more harm to your body. I still suggest you make a decision now. If you just get pregnant, it won't hurt so much if you miscarry. As I said, next time you want to have a child, you should pay attention to your physical condition, don't take medicine randomly, and don't go for those radioactive tests. Carrie stopped talking. She picked up her test results from the doctor, thanked the doctor, and walked out of the consulting room. After going out, she did not leave immediately. Instead, she found a place to sit outside. At this moment, she was helpless and didn't know what to do. It would be great if her parents were still around. If nothing had happened to her parents, she wouldn't have had these experiences. In the final analysis, it was Cameron who caused her to end up like this. Cameron was married but was not pregnant, so she was afraid that she would not be able to give birth. Novel bin. That was Cameron's retribution. Carrie didn't want to have a baby so soon, but she did. Carrie turned on her phone and looked at a circle of WhatsApp friends, only her parents and younger brother Trenton. She deleted all the others in anger. When she was the second young lady in the Newman family, there were a lot of people trying to win her over. She thought they were friends, eating, drinking, and having fun together, and they had a great time. As a result, after something happened to her and her parents, all her so-called friends left her. After she was released from prison, she went to see her friends, but none of them saw her. Those who missed her old friendship would ask someone to bring her some money, while those who didn't miss her would just tell her that they were strangers and ask her not to go to them in the future. She was so angry that she deleted all those friends. The same was true for those relatives from the past. When her parents were in charge of the Newman family, they treated her better than their own children. Back then, they were far away from her and regarded her as a god of plague. Even her father's two sisters and their family moved out of Wiltspoon overnight because they were afraid of Cameron's revenge. Carrie didn't know where they went. They left her alone, so why should she keep their WhatsApp number? Finally, Carrie sent a message to Trenton, asking, "Trenton, are you free? I'm not feeling well right now and am in a bad mood. I want to chat." Trenton did not reply to her immediately. He may be in class. Carrie suddenly regretted it. She regretted that she had neglected her studies and had to drop out and stay at home. If she had been studying, she would have stayed away from Cameron, and she would not have gotten into trouble with Serenity and Elisa when she bullied Cameron. As a result, all the bad things that parents had done were revealed. It was all her fault. Ring, ring, ring. Trenton called her. Carrie's heart suddenly felt a little warmer. Carrie answered Trenton's call. Trenton's concerned question came. Carrie suddenly cried. Chapter 3059. Second sister, what's wrong with you? Don't cry first. Tell me, what's wrong with you? Trenton was frightened by Carrie's cry. His second sister was willful, wild, and unreasonable, but she rarely cried. Carrie sobbed, "Do you still care about me, the second sister? I thought you only had eyes for the eldest sister, Cameron." Trenton said, "Second sister, we are siblings, why don't we care about you? Second sister, tell me, what's wrong with you?" Carrie wiped away her tears and said bitterly, "Trenton, I have made your eldest sister miserable. If you still care about me, stop helping Cameron. Join forces with me to take back everything in our Newman family. Don't listen to what Cameron said." According to her, her second uncle left her everything in this family. "That's nonsense, She lied to you. After Trenton was silent on the phone for a while, his voice became less urgent, and he asked again. Second sister, what's wrong with you? Trenton didn't believe what Cameron would do to Carrie. It was true that there was no sisterhood between the two sisters, but Cameron would not take the initiative to attack Carrie. In the eyes of Cameron, Carrie was a willful, spoiled child who had not grown up yet. Cameron was too lazy to fight with Carrie. It was Carrie who kept causing trouble for Cameron, and Cameron had no choice but to respond to Carrie. Carrie was simple-minded. How could she be the match for the thoughtful Cameron? Trenton, I may need an operation. Operation? Is it so serious? When will the operation be performed? I will take leave now and go back. Trenton did not expect that Cameron would actually need surgery, and he was shocked again. Carrie quickly stopped him from coming back. She had a miscarriage, and she didn't want her siblings to know about it. She felt embarrassed. If her siblings found out, they would scold her like ABTCH. Even Cameron might scold her half to death. Carrie lied casually, "It's not really a surgery, it's just that I have a small polyp. I just need a small operation to remove it. I want to get admitted as a gynecologist. You, a grown man, can't take care of me when you come back. I'm too embarrassed to let you take care of me. I just suddenly feel that I'm too lonely without my parents, I couldn't help but call you. Trenton, is it dangerous?" Carrie, "No, it's done. Just rest for a few days." Trenton, "You don't need to come back. You really don't need to take leave to come back. It seems that the new year is not far away. You can wait until the winter vacation before coming back." Trenton said, "Second sister, I'll call the eldest sister and ask her to accompany you for minor surgery, novel been okay?" Although it was a minor surgery, Trenton was still a little worried. The more Carrie talked, the angrier she became, and she no longer felt sad. She even scolded Trenton several times on the phone. Carrie reprimanded Trenton, but he wasn't angry. He was used to it. Carrie didn't scold him once, and the sun would rise from the west. "Second sister, you really don't need me to go back?" Trenton asked, "How much?" Chapter 3060. Carrie said, "As many turns as there are." Trenton said nothing. Soon, he hung up the phone and transferred $5,000 to Carrie. A voice message was also sent. "Second sister, a minor surgery doesn't cost much. I'll transfer $5,000 to you. After the minor surgery, take a good rest and get some nutrition." Carrie accepted the $5,000 he transferred and replied angrily to him via voice message, "Trenton, you stingy guy, why are you getting more and more stingy? Am I a beggar? The property your parents gave Novel Bin you must be over $100 million at least. You should give me half of it. If you don't give me half, you can give me $50 million. Carrie insisted that everything in the Newman family belonged to her parents, but she had a gut feeling that her second uncle had left Cameron some property. Before her parents went in, she heard from her mother that the Newman family's property was probably around $1 billion. Cameron took away what her biological father left to her, and some of it was blocked and fined. She estimated that the property in her parents' names was worth $300 million. Company shares, real estate, shops, etc. that had not been converted into money were not included. The money in Trenton's hands may not be much. Carrie asked for only $50 million, which she thought was very polite. Trenton sent a voice message, "Second sister, my parents told me to only give you 10,000 yuan a month for living expenses. If you want to spend more money, you can find a way to earn it yourself. Second sister, it's okay. I'm going to class. You have to pay attention to your health." Carrie scolded him angrily, "My parents asked you to give me $10,000 a month. How much did you give me? You don't even listen to your parents, you just listen to that blind woman. I've only scolded you a few times, but you don't want to talk to me anymore. It's all a lie to say you care about me. Fortunately, nothing's wrong with me. It really is. I expect you to come out with money to save me. I'm afraid that if I die, you will take out the money. I really don't know what kind of ecstasy soup Cameron poured into you. You have listened to her, trusted her, and respected her since you were a child. I am your half-sister." After listening to the voice messages sent by Carrie, Trenton seriously suspected that Carrie was pretending to be sick in order to deceive him into giving him money. Carrie was really stubborn. If she didn't have a good life, blame Cameron. Cameron didn't blame them, she was already generous. How did Carrie treat Cameron before? What did the parents do to Cameron? It's them who owe Cameron, not Cameron, who owes them. After Carrie sent several messages scolding Trenton, she received no reply, so she stopped sending messages. After Trenton ignored her, she felt lonely and helpless again. If she has a miscarriage, just have a miscarriage. Might as well get rid of it. Mr. Long didn't seem to want her to give birth to his child. She didn't want to give Mr. Lab a child yet. She had no way to resist Mr. Lab, so she was bullied like this. In her heart, Carrie hated and feared Mr. Lab and had to rely on him.